Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of The Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. What a wonderful conversation we got for you today. Today on The Conversation, ISIS calls for a surge of civilian attacks during the slums. Knights of Power, the holiest day of the Islamic calendar, which begins Wednesday evening. And there's a whole month where you get more like loyalty points. It's better. You have the people on your side to help you take out these attacks and take out the infidels and all this stuff. Officials and law enforcement are saying be on high alert. Going along with that, authorities say a 50-year-old Canadian, Omar Fouta Fatari, yelled Allah Akbar as he stabbed an official at a Flint Bishop airport in Michigan. When are the flakes going to wake up? When are they going to wake up? An outnumbered Meghan McCain said, you know, because Eric Holter is considering the 2021. Really, Eric Holter, a 2020 run went to the White House when you should be going to the big house? When are the Democrats going to wake up? They are 0-3 in big special elections. You either win or you whine. There ain't no participation trophy there. You know, when are they going to wake up and realize, hey, I'm surprised some of them haven't got the idea of let's run off of principles that are conservative. And then once I'm in, I'll do whatever I want anyways. They live with, most liberals live with their parents anyway, so they don't know how bad the economy is. Also, there was a California veteran who was told to take down one of his flagpoles. I guess you can't fly the American flag. Don't worry. You don't have freedom in this country, folks. I love it. Two cooks, a dishwasher, and a busboy held down an armored thief and waited for police to arrive. Happened in Wisconsin. Thank you. Yeah, my fellow restaurant workers and cooks and stuff throughout the world, no matter where you're, if you're in the hospital or whatever. Yeah, we know how to handle business. Most places I've been, they wouldn't even call the cops. They'd be just taking them out. I mean, like, they'd have knocked them. Knocked them up so bad. Okay, don't try that again. And there's so much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of, because I want to get into something, and I'll let you know when I talk about something, because I don't want kids. It's not something really appropriate for kids. I'll let you know that. But let's remember Luke 6, 35 and 36. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great. And you will truly be acting as children of the Most High, as He is kind to those who are thankful and wicked. You must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. Think about that as you're going through evening today, and what a wonderful day we had today. A busy day. But ISIS calls for surge during one of the most holy times of the year, during Ramadan, and they, I guess, like, well, if I kill 10 people, it's like I kill 20 people because it's during this time of the year and I'll get more points and I'll be able to have more virgins and all this stuff that they really believe. I don't understand. I really don't get it. They're calling for a surge of civilian attacks. When are people going to wake up? When are people going to wake up that, okay, they're not going to see, huh? But I'm translating, she has a Hillary Clinton shirt on. Don't shoot her. Don't kill her. Oh, don't behead him. He supports Bernie Sanders. No, they don't care. That was made up, by the way. They don't care. Don't care if you support Hillary Clinton. You are an American. You are an infidel. They want you dead. When are you going to wake up and realize that? How do you get rid of them? How do you get rid of an entity that's all over the world, that's in every country? You got to do due diligence and stop these things one at a time. Because they're not going to stop doing it. You know, this wonderful friendly group that they're just like, all right, folks, we need to do more bombings, more killings, more beheadings, whatever. Hey. Something's got to change, folks. There's got to be a wake up here. It's got to be a wake up call. I mean, authorities say a 50-year-old Canadian man, Omar Falai, yelled Allah Akbar as he stabbed an officer at Flint Bishop Airport in Michigan. And he was kind of like outnumbered because there's so many people there that it's, I don't understand the whole situation because it's one person. It's not like he sat there and, okay, we're going to, it was, he got one person and, okay, you're going to get one person like that and they're going to be all over you in 2 seconds, you're done. Now, I don't know if there's law and rules that, okay, if he did what he did, he's going to get, like, that's a bonus point because he's like a armed guard or, you know, whatever. I don't know, but it's just one of those things that just, when are people going to wake up that this is something to be taken very seriously? You know? And I don't think people are on the left. It's still a joke. But, hey, I think it's going to take an attack on the left for something to really happen. You know, to, okay, well, guess what? This was a Democratic National Convention and ISIS attacked. But then they would say, well, no, that had to have been planned by Donald Trump or something. Well, on Outnumbered today, which was basically, I think it was yesterday, Megan McCain, because Eric Holter has kind of made the hint like he's going to do a 2020 run when he should be in the White House. Well, he shouldn't be in the White House or running for the White House. He should be in the big house. He should have an orange jumpsuit on. Sorry. He lied to people about and covered up. You guessed it. Fast and Furious. But I don't know how he's not in prison for what they've done. But hey, what do I know? Well, yeah, you can say that. I don't understand this. Remember, folks, it's the White House there, Eric Holter. Think about that one. I might as well go for it because, you know, since I'm a racist because I didn't agree with Obama, and I'm sexist because I didn't agree with Hillary Clinton, who now they're proving one of these major Democratic attorneys is coming forward saying, oh, yeah, they cheated in the election. They had people throwing away ballots and all kinds of stuff. But, oh, that's a lie, whatever. It don't matter. She didn't win anyway, so who cares? I mean, that's when you got to realize something, folks. When you cheat and you still can't win, how bad is that? You need to sit there and change your philosophy. I mean, if I was a Democrat right now, I'd be backing Trump on everything. I'd be kissing his butt. I'd be like, yes, I agree with this. I agree with that. I'd be running on all the stuff he's running on. Once you're in, then you can change your tone, and like 99% of them do anyways, but hey, what do you know? I don't get it. Democrats are 0-3 in big special elections. Well, there's no participation trophy, folks. You either win or you whine. Well, it was raining out, and my supporters couldn't get out. Well, blame it on the rain. Well, let me tell you something. In other countries, people are getting shot at to vote. Okay, rain, unless you're afraid of getting melted. But that's probably what it is. Liberals are probably seeing Wizard of Oz and think they're going to melt so that they don't. I can't go outside. I'm going to melt. I can't vote. But hey, what can you say? I'm melting. I can't go outside because I can't vote. You know, when you see videos of other countries where people are being shot at to try to vote, it's like in Philly, if I knew conservatives, I'd be handing out Hillary shirts. There you go, put this on and go vote. Put this on and go vote, you know. Put on your Obama shirt and go vote. You don't have to vote for Obama, just wear the shirt. That way they think you are, man. I'd be like, I gotta wrap something on this shirt, man. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I went to the election booth with an Obama shirt and I voted for McCain. I mean, Eric Holton needs to be in the big house, like Hillary Clinton and a lot of these other people. I mean, I think we're one step away from civil war. Really, we are. I mean, because you literally have the left that's like clueless. At least Bono says, hey, you know what? I'm not a huge Trump supporter at all, but am I out of touch with America or what? Because he has record numbers of people backing him and supporting him. And is it just me or am I out of touch? He's not like, oh, Hillary Clinton lost. He's like, hey, Trump won. Congratulations. I must not. Is something going on in America that I don't know about? What's going on in America is this. Okay. You take a picture of your kid on the first day of school when they're in fifth grade. Take a picture on the last day. They're different. If you look at them, if you didn't have two pictures side by side, you'd be like, man, they haven't changed. I look at some of my friends in high school, man, you really haven't changed. But if you look at their high school picture, like, man, wow. Ooh, they have changed. That's what's going on in this country. Man, America hasn't changed. Yes, it has. You just, they've done stuff so slowly. I mean, I remember there's a picture of a kid in one of my, there's like, we had like a Huckleberry Finn Day or like a Daniel Boone Day or like a History Day type thing. A guy had his hand up like an L. Now he'd be sent home. One of my friends at work, I was talking to her and she's like, well, my son went to school and had a Nerf gun. And she didn't realize he had the Nerf gun on him and walked into the like the like the daycare kind of thing, like the pre-kindergarten type thing. And, I mean, you would have thought he brought in an AR-15 the way they reacted. I mean, it's so ridiculous. I don't understand this logic of today. I don't understand it. Well, I mean, so many people are so paranoid. The problem is this. This is the issue. And I see it. I really do see it. When we grew up, like I said, last Tuesday, this past Tuesday on the program, I was at, where was it? I think it was Office Depot right over here, near where I live. And I almost bought 128 count Crayola crayon set. And they had the 64 count Crayola set, because that would have been, I'd have been on cloud nine when I was a kid to have that. Now kids have, Mom, are you kidding me? This is the Galaxy Note 6. I want the Galaxy Note 8 Super with the helmet cam and everything, the 360 helmet cam. I mean, kids are going to laugh at me in school, Mom. Really? Kids don't eat mud pies anymore. Kids don't get out and do anything. Kids don't get... Okay, that's why I think you have so many issues. Kids aren't exposed to poison ivy and poison oak and all these things. I've gotten stinging nettles many times. That thing hurts. And they're not exposed to anything. And then they're not exposed to much. Then, okay, here you go. This is body sanitizer. Yeah, this stuff sterilizes your whole body, and you got to put that on 50 times, and it's like, okay. It's just, and now little kids have changed, because like when we were kids, come in the house now. Now it's not come in the house, it's get off the computer. Get off your phone. Can you turn off the phone so we can have dinner? Times have changed. I mean, nowadays, you probably sit there and have a birthday party for your kid, and the parent would be like, well, do you have the ingredients for, because I want to make sure that, you know, because, see, our family's organic. We want to make sure that, you know, that there's not stuff in there that we don't want our son to eat. Yeah, if there was allergies, yeah. You know, now, like, you can't make anything. You have to... Well, it has to be made in a bakery, and it should come with an ingredient list so that we have someone to go after. Yep. No. It's a different age. I mean, like, the worst trouble we got into as kids is somebody got the harebrained idea to put soap in the water balloons. And that was like it. I mean, I'm surprised one of my friends didn't say, we wanted to give her a bath. But hey, that was trouble as a kid when we were kids. Not anymore. But my whole point about this little rant is times have changed. Just like if you look at your friends from high school in their yearbook and you look at them now, some of them, my friends have changed. Like, wow, I still know you're Jim or David or Bill, but you have changed. Some of them, you haven't changed a bit, but if you look at the high school photo, oh God, yeah, they have. Yeah, that 4.5 carton of packs of cigarettes a day, that's getting to you. or whatever. But I mean, America's changing. And at least Bono's honest enough to say, hey, well, you know, Trump won, way to go. I'm not a big supporter of him, but is something going on in America that I'm not, is the bus leaving and I didn't get on? Excuse me. A veteran, as we go into California, is outraged when he's told to take down one of his two flagpoles. Well, at least for I'm not saying you can fly a flag, just not have two poles, but still an outrage. I mean, you should be able to have 75 flagpoles. Yep. I don't get it, though, man. Well, at least you can fly a flag. I've seen so many places where they won't allow you to fly. Well, it's not that we don't allow you to fly an American flag. You can't fly any flag. No, you should be able to fly whatever the heck you want to fly. That's just my belief. I mean, I understand, like, they go after moonshiners because, well, you don't pay taxes on that shine. Let me see here. The copper to make the still paid taxes on it. The malt paid taxes on it. The sugar paid taxes on it. The yeast paid taxes on it. The corn paid taxes on it. I mean, I pay taxes on everything. What difference does it make? What difference does it make? Because if the government wants what they want, they're going to get what they want. You should be able to fly an American flag. Sorry. There shouldn't be no, that we have an ordinance here because, you know, flag poles are just so gaudy. I'm like, okay, well then, how can I become in charge of this homeowners association? How do I run this thing? Because it's going to change. Because when I'm the homeowner, okay, like 10 flagpoles is mandatory. You have to have at least 10 flagpoles, all with the American flag. Minimum. We would expect you to have underneath the American flags, the state flag, you know, POW flag, a flag of all the different branches of military. You have to have 10 flagpoles, but we you know, sort of like that. What is that movie, Office Space, you know? Well, I'm checking your flare, and you only have 12 pieces. Brian over there has like 48 pieces of flare. Okay. Yep, we're counting, and you only have 10 flagpoles. See, there are people in this neighborhood that decide to do the bare minimum. Okay. We want you to have way more than 10 flagpoles, and we encourage that. Okay? We want you to have like 100 million flagpoles, all with the American flag. But not in America. We don't want you to fly the American flag in your own country, God forbid. I don't get it. I don't understand. I want to get into this story because this makes me so proud. Wisconsin restaurant employees tackle and hold armed robbery suspect. Milwaukee employees at an Omega restaurant located near 27th and Morgan on Milwaukee's south side came to the rescue after the business was robbed by a man with a knife on Tuesday. Police say the man entered the restaurant shortly before 5 a.m., took out a knife, and demanded money from an employee at the register. He grabbed the waitress and was standing there and basically, you know, grabbed her by the neck and held a knife to her throat, and she started screaming and was startled, obviously, and he pushed her, said Angela Hernandez, Omega manager. Surveillance video shows the suspect then points the knife at another employee. Hernandez said the suspect instructed him to open the cash register. As he grabbed the money, the guys from the back came out to help. So he took off running. The guys followed him, tackled him in the parking lot. I love it. And they basically waited there until the police came and they got the money back. By the restaurant, you're like, you're at a restaurant, usually you're there so much, you're like a second family. I mean, everyone there looks after each other. Half the time, you should work there on your birthday. You live there dang near. And it's just, I've been to places where the cooks and stuff would have just beat the hell out of a guy. Okay, don't ever come back, buddy. They would have taken the knife and beaten his butt and thrown him out. But it's just awesome to see that happen, you know? To see, because that's what this world needs, is more people like that stepping up and helping out. To all my restaurant peeps out there. It's a lot of fun, though. We're a different breed, restaurant people. Cooks in general. This gets to me because I love this. Because remember when... And I've said this a million times. Well, a million and one times, but... When Obama won the election and beat John McCain, remember what all those people in Chicago were singing? Obama, Obama. They were chanting USA, USA, USA. Well, at a rally in Iowa, my kind of day. But at a rally in Iowa, there were hecklers that were there trying to quiet Donald J. Trump. And, you know, silence his speech and all this stuff. And the crowd just starts going, USA, USA, USA. They're not chanting Trump, Trump, Trump. They're chanting USA. It just, I love it. Because it's not about Trump. It's about the United States of America. Trump gets it. We get it. Why can't the left figure it out? It's sort of like taking a match. You light it to gasoline, you're going to get an explosion. You take a pin to a balloon, it's going to pop. You take ice cream outside, it's going to melt. It's common sense. Easy off is to clean your oven. It's not for something it's not for the bedroom. Like Mr. Obvious thought. His collar, anyways. It's common sense. It's not about Trump. It never has been. It's been about USA. Like a bunch of those black people have said, okay, when Obama was president, he became president. When Bush was president, we didn't have Antifa. We didn't have Black Lives Matter. We didn't have all this stuff. Now, 8 years after Obama was president, now we have people wanting to have separate graduations, separate dormitories. Where did this come from? Because it was not a reality when Bush was president. It was not. There weren't people trying to have separate graduations. And John F. Kennedy led us to the moon. Many, many, many years later, Obama led men to the women's bathroom. Now, I understand this. I get the whole concept because I watch that, you know, just because you're a boy doesn't mean you can't like red or pink or, you know, purple or stuff like that. And just because you're a girl doesn't mean you don't like green or blue or like what would be considered traditionally male colors, you know, if there is such a thing. You know, but it's just one of those things that that's a lot different. I think pink is cool. I like pink things, but you know, we strived to put a man on the moon, and we did. All these things, there weren't men going to the ladies' bathroom when Bush was in office. There wasn't people wanting separate graduations or dormitories. The problem is they're setting these people up to fail. Okay, Obama won the election. We went back to work. We didn't, what am I going to do? I'm going to work. I need to have like a month off because I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't think. Obama won. Sometimes I wish when they call me a racist because I disagree with Obama, I wish I went with it more and said, yeah, I am. Hope he hangs around. No, we didn't because we were better than that. We were better than that. We were better. But, you know, these kids today. This is funny. If you've ever saw that show, like Totally Hidden Videos, where they do stuff, and you sit there and you're like, some of those videos they get when they have like a Waters World go out there and do that stuff. It was funny at first, but then as he kept doing the videos, it's like, that's not funny at all. That's scary and scary. This is kind of upcoming and something that is fairly recent, but the FBI is stating that the Virginia gunman visited Bernie Sanders' office prior to the shooting at the baseball diamond. FBI released new information Wednesday on the lone gunman who critically injured a congressman when he opened fire at the GOP baseball game last week, saying the suspect had visited the office of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and had exchanged emails with two senators from Illinois prior to the shooting, reports say from the AP. According to the Bureau, 66-year-old James Hodgkinson acted alone in the mass assassination attempt in what the FBI is describing as a spontaneous incident after he was shot and killed by local police. Law enforcement found a note in Hodgkinson's pocket with the names of six members of Congress written on it. The suspect spent 3 months before the attack living in a van just outside the Washington metro area, running out of money and visiting tourist attractions in and around the nation's capital. Prior to the mass shooting, Hodgkinson visited the Senate office of Democrat Bernie Sanders, whose failed presidential campaign the gunman had volunteered for. The FBI said that the shooter had been in contact with the offices of the Democratic Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth. In the immediate aftermath of the assault, Sanders issued a statement denouncing his volunteer. Now, it doesn't really say, from what I've read, and I've read a couple articles, did he know this was going to happen? Or was he just there saying, hey, what's up? So, since he really didn't say one way or the other, it doesn't say, it just said that he saw, was at his office, hung out, whatever. It didn't say that he did anything. So, we don't really know. So, it's kind of interesting. And we'll have to see what happens. You know, if more information could come out to, did they discuss anything? Or just kind of like, hey, how you doing? I supported you. I'm bankrupt. I have nothing. I live in a van down by the river. What do you want to do with your life? I want to live in D.C. in a van down by the river. We have plenty of time living in D.C. in a van down by the river when you're living in D.C. with a van down by the river. You know, I don't, it doesn't, they really don't say, except for that he talked to a couple Democratic senators. So whether or not anything was talked about, like if he just said, hey, I mean, I could sit there and go visit my Republican senators in Washington, D.C., and then blow a bunch of people up. It doesn't mean that we discussed what I was going to do. See, the point, as a on-air personality or someone like this, is we're objective. We should be. I mean, there's evidence, like with that healthcare bill that Trump's doing, that, like, oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and there's other people say, oh, it's worse. It's horrible. It's bad. Who knows? At least there, at least you can say it sucks because hopefully you read it, you know? Like with Obamacare, they didn't read that thing. This is pretty good news. A Saudi native deported after trying to forcibly convert people to Islam in Goodwill store. I'd be like, well, how do I make a bacon edible in your religion? Who do we talk to get that reversed? Can't do it without music. Oh, no, I gotta have music, sorry. I mean, I don't get it, but hey, that's how it is. That's how it is, folks. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. Just stand up for what you believe in. Stand up for what you believe in. That's why I hope you, when you listen to this program, you don't take my word for it. Look it up. Prove me wrong. Come to your own conclusion. Stand up for yourself. Do what you do. Be who you are. Don't back down. Now, this is a point in the program where I think if you got some kids, I don't think it should kind of be around here. This is something that's pretty, it just eggs me. As many of the conversation viewers already know, my wife can't have kids, and I'm the last one to pass on my family name, so that's not going to happen. And if I'm meant to have kids or whatever, you know, it'll happen. But this just makes me sick. Alabama pastor wife arrested after bringing infant to bar and charged with being drunk. A mom and dad from Alabama were arrested after allegedly taking their infant daughter to a party at an Indiana bar. As witnesses said, the mother drank and smoked while breastfeeding her child. Michael Tosclair, 45, and Sherry Tabra, 42, were taken into custody and charged with neglect of a dependent in a situation that endangers the dependent. They were also hit with public intoxication charge. Parting was more important than their infant, the detective wrote in an affidavit. The police reported that the suspects reportedly were in town for a work conference. So Claire's LinkedIn profile shows he is a former senior pastor, LA.com noted. Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department officers were dispatched to the Wild Beaver Saloon early Friday morning following reports of a woman asking customers for beer, according to a probable cause affidavit obtained by the AL.com. Police confronted Tabri while she was standing near a stroller when the police asked her who the baby belonged to. She said the baby was hers. The police said that Tabri's breath and person smelled like alcohol. She allegedly had to be asked several times who she was and where she was from. Tabri allegedly informed the police that she was with her husband and friends from his job. It's just, I don't get it. The baby would also be checked out by medics, officers told Tabri. Also, they called Child Protective Services and the child abuse investigator to the location at the time of the incident. It's just, I don't. Me and my wife would die to have a kid, die to raise a kid, die to, you know, be able to be parents and hear people, our parents, and they're smoking and drinking, breastfeeding the baby. It's just, I don't understand. God entrusts you with a baby, and what do? Get drunk. Let's get wasted. Let's get wasted, folks, because why not? We're little. I need a beer. Let me go ask for sex from somebody. And hey, I'll do a favor for you. You get me a beer. Oh, yeah. I got to hold my kid while we do it, okay? Because, you know, I may be drunk and trying to get sex off of a stranger, but I am a parent and I'm protecting my kid by having a cigarette in my hand. That seems reasonable. Not. This is what's funny. This is Barack Obama said this today. The Senate bill unveiled today, this new health care bill, is not a health care bill. It is a massive transfer of wealth from middle class and poor families to the richest people in America. Former President Barack Obama. Yeah. From someone who passed a tax, who lied about it through the Senate. But it's, okay, we lie about all this crap. Oh, well, this is what's happened. When we go to the Supreme Court, is it a tax? No, it's not. It's a law. Well, it's unconstitutional. Then when they pass it as a tax, oh, well, yeah, it's going to pass because it's a tax. If it's a tax, yeah, it's passed. And how much you want to bet he, what percentage do you think he read it? I give him about 5% chance he read it, maybe. I don't know because they sure in the heck didn't read ours. Obamacare. Aren't we at the pass the bill to find out what's in it? Really? But don't worry, man. He's getting like hundreds of millions of dollars for speeches. You know, he's you know, the Republican rich are evil and greedy, but Democratic rich are nice and great. If I saw Barack Obama, I'm like, yeah, I need some money. Share the wealth, buddy. Come on, share the wealth. And Boney Williams, this is one other thing I want to get into. Said Democrats are delusional and living in an echo chamber, if they want to stick House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi in the face of mounting losses. They keep losing and losing and losing. Let me tell you something. If Jose Mourinho kept losing and losing and losing, Manchester United would get rid of him. If Antonio Conte kept losing and losing and losing, Chelsea would be like, okay, we got to do something, you know. They keep losing and losing and losing. But guess what? We need to keep Nancy Pelosi. Probably because you probably just hand, okay, here's another $1 million. I'm House Speaker. Shut up. Oh, yeah, that condo and bail that you used for that month? Thank you. I'm Speaker of the House for the Democrats. I'm the House Leader of the Democrats. I mean, I guess it's kind of like that guy I saw a special with, that he was the head of research and development for Brown and Williamson Tobacco. And when he started working there, he goes, well, I don't know about nicotine, but this is carcinogenic. You know, this causes cancer. And instantly they knew this guy wasn't going to play ball. And he goes, it's hard not to say anything because you're making $450,000 a year. Some people may get cancer and die, but I'm cha-ching. I could see in some sixth sense how some of those people didn't want to, but, well, we're just going to keep selling this product because we're making billions of dollars, hoping that someday they'll stumble on a way to make them to where, hey, we can still sell them, make a bazillion dollars, and they're going to be healthy. They're going to be safe. They're not going to cause cancer or anything, but not, as we know, they've never been able to do that. You know? Yeah, but still, I mean, even the cigarette, like this one guy said, back in the day, there were no additives in the cigarettes back in the day, and people still had problems. But then again, I actually look for these every once in a while, because if you can ever find an original pack of, like, original Kent cigarettes when they had the original Micronite filter, the Micronite filter was the best. It worked, but it was asbestos that was in the filter, which would ultimately cause all the problems people had. But, you know, they got to do something that they want to change. They're not winning. They're losing. Because people are fed up. And just like, the Republicans, I mean, they got to, you know, finally, we said enough's enough, and Trump said, okay, I think I need to step in, and yeah. I wish I would have came. I see, I'm a day late and a dollar short on a lot of things. I think I said this on the program one time. I worked at a place called Mason American Girl, and I helped run a place for Brandon Swallows. And we came up with this hot dog and a pretzel bun with a mornay, which is a cheddar cheese sauce, and a mustard sauce on the other side. And you couldn't sell that thing to save your life. Couldn't give it away. Took it off the menu. Now every place has pretzels, pepperoni stuff, pretzel sticks baked with jalapeno cheese sauce, and pretzel bun with chicken, and pretzel bun with burger, and a pretzel hot dog bun with a hot dog, and da da da, all the stuff, pretzel bun, everything, pretzel, all kind of crap. We couldn't even get. I think we're too progressive. We're way ahead of our time. But it's about 7 years ago. I don't know how long these have been around, but because of my myopathy, I'm always looking for exercise and things I can do. And well, I sat there and I'm like, I got me a, because I love one of my favorite bands, the String Cheese Incident, and they have people that have, they take like, I think like a type of PVC type piping, And there are people that make like custom hula hoops, and you can do that. And standing in place, you can get a lot of cardiovascular stuff. I'm like, and I found one, and I was doing that, and thought that would help. And it's kind of fun, but it's a weighted thing. But I tried to find a hibbity hop because those things were cool as heck. But all they have is for like the little like 2-year-olds, you know, like 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds. Okay, this thing is like, nope, nothing even close. And someone said, you just need to get some super glue and get one of those like exercise balls and like glue a handle on there. But why would you want to do that? I'm like, well, with my mom, it'd be some good cardiovascular, easy to do. Now there's a company that makes them. And they're making them mint now. They have like adult versions. They have like a red, a clear, a purple. They have like faces you can put on them, all kinds of stuff. I'm like, cha-ching. I'm like, why didn't I think, you know, but, and I guess it was started because kids wanted their parents to join them and have fun with them. And well, how can we? We don't have one. They don't make them our size. And well, now they do. And I guess now there's people, I guess, going to start coming out with like workout videos. Because so, I guess if you can bounce to the one side, you can do like the different app. Oh, yeah, it's pretty soon you're going to have like Tai Bo, but it's going to be like doing, you know, like with your. Yeah. Well, I mean, they got to do something. They got to cash in somehow. Okay. But then I guess you got to use a pump to fill them up, you know, so like. Because I had an inflatable couch at one time. I thought it was cool. I saw one in Spencer's. I'm like, I'm in an apartment for 6 months, and then I got to go back, so I don't want to have a couch. But I want a couch, so I got one of those, and you have to take, like, a inflator because you can't blow air into it because it'll put moisture in there, and it can mold and all that stuff. That thing was took, like, 10 days, I swear. Lord, help me. But it's not like I had, like, an air compressor or anything like that. I was in an apartment in Indy. Those were the interesting apartments. I've been told like when I lived up in there, if I could live there, I could live anywhere. So I want to move on a little bit because. I want to get into a little bit of transfer news, folks, and got somewhat excitement. Until anything happens, it's not official or anything, but Bambino was, I guess, back on for a possible transfer to United. Nothing's official, but I guess there are talks going on, whether they happen or not. We'll have to wait and see. You know, and you just wonder how much of this is sheer rubbish. How much is just like BS? Like, you wonder if like Ronaldo is just like, I'm just going to say I want to leave Real Madrid just to see maybe I can get money out of Madrid, you know, Real Madrid. Maybe they'll, oh crap, we got to pay him more and not have to do anything. And then I can watch the news to see, let me just kick back in my $4,000 recliner and laugh at all these people. Well, folks, we got about about 20% chance, you know, Ronaldo is going to come to United or whatever. And he just did it just for, you know, shites and giggles. I don't know. I mean, it's just, I think it's, that's why a lot of this, I mean, I follow the transfer window a lot, but a lot of it, I'm one of those people that, I'll be honest, okay, well, until paper hits the pen, I don't trust anything that's really out there because, I mean, until like Zlatan Ibrahimovic comes out, you know, I'm done. You know, I've injured myself. I want to be able to live out my life and I don't want to risk injuring it again or whatever. Until that happens, until it comes out of the horse's mouth. Sorry, until Mr. Ed says it, Oh, Mr. Ed, I don't trust it. I don't, because there's just too much speculation, hearsay, and, you know. So until it actually pen hits the paper, because, I mean, you know how people say things, he might go here, he might go there, and then until it happens, sometimes I like when the owners come out here. Well, if he's moving, if he's leaving, he hadn't told me. So, there's about 10 days left in the transfer window, and I hope, I have a feeling like we'll get some players from in United. Bambino, I think, is one I think we need to get. He's a powerful player. He's midfield like we need. We need to get some people that are going to get some good crosses and some good, you know, some good offense. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but I do feel that I want to have some of these players signed so that they can go, with about 90 seconds left, they can go and screw tour and get some experience. And okay, you know, that way they're not cold shoulder going out there. Okay, the first time I'm going to be playing on the pitch is in a red uniform in an actual points game. So, I got about a minute left in the program. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And take what I say and run with it and do something. You know, if anyone has got one of those hippity-hop adult things, chime in. Write me and let me know if they're worth it. Do something. Be alert. If you see something, say something or do something. If you think somebody is going to try to do something, alert somebody. If they don't try to do, if somebody of authority doesn't try to help, you know, try to do something. You know, it's up to us to police. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next week, good night and God bless. Goodbye.